As millions of people look to the sky on April 8th, please practice safety.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
For the best view of a solar eclipse, especially as totality approaches and the sky begins to darken, you need to think about how and where to watch. Here's Scott McFarland, resource specialist with the National Park Service.
Yeah, one thing we would encourage people to do when they're trying to figure out where they're going to go to experience this eclipse is to find an area that is not near any artificial lights. So a lot of lights are set on a photocell, so when the sun goes down, the light comes on, and that will happen during the solar eclipse. So you don't want to be directly underneath, you know, a really bright street light that's going to interrupt your experience.
Be sure to use proper viewing filters or glasses to safely watch the eclipse. Remember to use sunscreen, a hat, or protective clothing, as you may be in the sunlight for hours. And if you're driving during the eclipse, don't let the awe-inspiring sight of even a partial eclipse distract you. Pull over and enjoy the event. You'll be glad you gave the sky your full attention. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV. Visit us online at innovationnow.us.